Please open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, where we'll have our Old Testament reading from this morning. Second Chronicles chapter 26, please give your attention to the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jebna, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians, and dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen. Also in vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men and went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600, and under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said, He is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. This ends the reading, God's holy word. Uzziah, or Azariah, as he is called in 2 Kings 14, were informed is installed as king at only 16 years of age. This, of course, as we read in the previous chapter, is as a result of his father Amaziah being sought out and slain in a conspiracy. Uzziah is said to have been granted by God a hefty 52 years reigning over Judah, second only to, I think, to Manasseh, who reigned for 55 years. Comparatively, when you look at both of them too, Manasseh's reign is regarded as evil in the sight of the Lord, although we know that at the end he repents. Uzziah, by contrast, in verse 4, did what was right in the sight of the Lord, even though his last act is regarded as full of pride and presumption. Well, we hear in his day how he had the special counsel of a Zechariah in verse 5, seeking and inquiring after God through his ministry. Zechariah is said to have had understanding in the visions of God. By this, we understand either extraordinary revelations that he himself had, or his skill by the Spirit in being able to expound the prophets and the law as preserved in canonical scripture. So long as Uzziah, verse 5, sought the Lord, God made him to prosper, we're told. Brothers and sisters, this is not a throwaway verse. These are encouragements for us when we read this, that he is that God, our God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, that God is not indifferent to his people, whether you do evil or good, but he aims that you would be encouraged along the way in what is right. Even though much of what we do is marred with weakness and failing. The point isn't to emphasize material and temporal prosperity, but to teach you that there is a real providence to engage in your life, that there's a real heavenly Father looking upon all that you do, a fatherly hand to lift you up and encourage you and to order all things to your good. So much so, from that verse, we may take encouragement. From verse 6 to 15, we get a litany of the accomplishments of his reign. We hear of his war against the Philistines, Arabians, Mehunans, of him bringing the Ammonites under tribute where they gave gifts to him, of his building cities among the Philistines, of towers throughout Jerusalem and in the wilderness, of wells digged for his cattle, of the husbandry he prospered in, and it says that he loved, he was inclined towards. Uzziah strikes us not as a man of sloth, right, just strolling along the top of his palace, but someone who's diligent in applying himself to work, to good work, all kinds of work. In verse 11, we hear of the military force that he had, some who would go out by their company of 2,600 total, an army under them of 307,500. And for this military force, he provided them shields, spears, helmets, defensive armor, bows, slings to cast stones. And added to this, were made engines, devices, what could be called machines, for high places like towers where they might use them to shoot arrows or throw great stones upon an enemy invader. And here we see not only the lawfulness of an individual self-defense, but the self-defense for nations, even for them to invent devices, to learn devices that can cause great harm for those that would come and threat imminent evil and violence to them. And of course, that is no excuse for reckless, careless, or hasty usage, or of all devices of war. But nevertheless, there is a principle for nations to defend themselves as well. Well, all this contributed to his reputation in verse 15 being spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, we read. And if only the chapter ended there. But it doesn't. He was marvelously helped, it says, till he was strong. One may here recall the petition in Proverbs 30, verses 8 through 9, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with convenient food for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." There is such corrupted nature in us, even as believers, that it seems that we can't be long in a prosperous condition or prosperous results in our labors without great temptations and dangers to lift ourselves up, to gain an undue sense of our self-value and proportion. But verse 16, "When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction." You can go quite a long ways, congregation, to what seems as a good path. Uzziah was going down a good path. And the Lord rewarding, we heard, As one has well said, the bypaths to come off the good way are many. And you don't just find them at the beginning of the course, but all along through it, and even towards the end, there are bypaths to come off the good way. Oh, you may not be given over to complete idolatry, as Uzziah's fathers were. But to have the heart lifted up, what does it say? Unto destruction. A long, productive, blessed, and reputable reign now brought to its termination over an unkept heart. Keep thy heart, Solomon reminds us, with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep in the ways, in the company, in the practices, the disciplines that assist you to keep your heart. We're told that Uzziah is convinced that he is sufficient without a priest to burn incense upon the altar. After all, look at what all I've done. I've even helped to have this place function. I ought to be able to go in there. And upon seeing him go, Azariah, we hear the faithful priest, presumably the high priest, went in after him with 80 other priests, valiant men, we heard, to withstand Uzziah. Notice, however, their modesty, right? Their faithfulness and yet their modesty. No hands are laid suddenly upon the king to rip him out. And even in their objection and resisting and remonstrance with the king, hear how they argue and how they reason in saying that he's trespassed. They appeal to Uzziah's own sense for his own good, saying, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God in what you're doing. Uzziah, however, whose heart was already lifted up, thought it not right that any should put a check upon him. He was angry with them, and perhaps should the Lord have not intervened with that miraculous sort of leprosy to come on him, it would have been the end for all those priests. The Lord, however, causes that leprosy to rise up suddenly, overtake his body, and in such a way that it becomes evident to all that this is of the Lord. And realizing this, it says in verse 20 that Uzziah himself realized this and hasted out. Uzziah, in verse 21, we hear it towards the end of the chapter, said to spend the rest of his days as a leper in a separate house, being cut off from coming to the temple, because now he's unclean. He's a leper. He lives apart from ordinary society. In this condition, he will die, he'll be buried, and we hear not in the tombs of his father, but in the field, because it says, after all, the leper. Consider by way of a conclusion, what course pride of heart sent Uzziah down. What end it proposed to him? What did he think he was going to accomplish? What was this going to gain to him? And compare it with it, what in fact it brought to bear. He thought himself worthy to do that which belonged to another. And in the end, he could no longer do that which the lowest of them can do in visiting the house of God. He thought his person, the image of God's blessing, and the people's reputation. And yet he became the image of his displeasure and shame. He thought himself and his purposes as one right not to be questioned. How dare you question what I'm doing? Why would you even think such a thing? And now he's at the determination and examinations of the priest. If he's ever to come again into ordinary society because of his leprosy. Congregation, what deceitful hearts we have to deal with in ourselves. To contend with, let us, as we're able, apply to those Zechariahs, to those Azariahs that will speak frankly with us concerning when we go overboard, when we step beyond the path and the ways and go after us, to remonstrance with us, who will be frank with us where we need to hear it, though it costs them possibly their lives, possibly their relationship with you. And let us see to it that we aim to keep watch over our own hearts, to maintain a tender heart toward the Lord, averse to every byway and turnings slightly off. With that, then, that ends our time together in our Old Testament reading of 2 Chronicles chapter.